Random House Audio presents The Casebook of Victor Frankenstein by Peter Ackroyd, read for you by John Lee. Chapter 1. I was born in the Alpine region of Switzerland, my father owning much territory between Geneva and the village of Chamonix, where my family resided. My earliest memories are of those glistening peaks, and I believe that my spirit of daring and ambition was bred directly from the vision of altitudes. I felt the power and grandeur of nature there, the ravines and the precipices, the smoking waterfalls and the raging torrents had always the effect of sanctifying my life, until one white and shining morning I felt compelled to cry out to the Maker of the universe, "God of the mountains and the glaciers, preserve me. I see and feel the solitude of your spirit among the ice and snow." As if in response to my voice, I heard the cracking of the ice and thunder of an avalanche on a distant peak, louder than the bells of the Cathedral Saint-Pierre in the narrow streets of old Geneva. I exulted in storms. Nothing entranced me more than the roaring of the wind among the upright masses of rock, the crags and caverns of my native region. When the wind swept away the smoking mists, the woods of pine and oak were filled with its music. The clouds there seemed to haunt the upper air, wishing to touch the source of such beauty. In these moments my individual nature ebbed away. I felt as if I were dissolved into the surrounding universe, or as if that universe were absorbed into my being. Like the infant in the womb, I was conscious of no distinction. It is the state that the poets wish to achieve when all the manifestations of the world become blossoms upon one tree. Yet I had been blessed by the poetry of nature itself. So in my earliest years, my soul overflowed with ardent affections, and my wild and enthusiastic imagination.